The question we get all the time on this show, we get all the time on the phones at Tri-City Transmission, should I service my transmission in my car? There's so many questions and so much misleading advertising and marketing, and people are confused and turned around. John Transmission Service, before you were in the transmission business, because your background traditionally was general automotive repair.
Yeah.
Before being in the transmission business, what was your attitude about it back then?
We 30,000 miles, flush them and ship them out the door.
Flush them and ship them out. Did you guys do a pan-off service?
Oh,
No.
Flush them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they look nice and clean when you're done. You pull the dipstick out,
nice and clean.
Yeah.
Like new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that you've been in the transmission business for a handful of years, what do you think now?
Yeah, I think doing a transmission service wrong is worse than doing no transmission service at all. Unfortunately, that's a truth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We used whatever fluid we had in stock.
Yeah, whatever was on the – yeah. Now that
yeah,
we know
– I struggle with that a little bit.
So John diagnoses transmission problems from 7 o'clock to 4 – or 7:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday.
Yep.
And I don't know how many times a day, well, not a day, but a week, he gets a car that's in his bay, and it's got a weird, unusual symptom that the customer's complaining about, and everything looks normal. And one of the questions we ask before we diagnose a car, when was the last time you had the transmission serviced?
Yep.
Oh, about 6 weeks ago or about 4 weeks ago, and now we're dealing with a little weird symptom.
Yeah.
So to your point, no transmission service is way better than a bad one.
Yeah.
You know. And the weird symptoms really come from using the wrong fluid. You know, there's these multi-fit fluids that people use in cars because it's a whole lot easier to stock one fluid than 47 that are actually.
Yeah, and see, that comes back to using the flushing machines. I don't really have a problem with the flushing machines. There's some issues if they're not operated properly and stuff, but I don't have an issue with the flushing machines. The problem with the flushing machines is guys not using the right fluid because they have one flushing machine with one container that they have to fill with fluid. And in order to avoid cross-contamination, you have to clean that filling container out every time. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you're using 30 or 40 different fluids, which we have easily, then now you wind up adding a whole bunch of work for yourself that nobody wants to do. So we'll just use one fluid.
Right.
Doesn't work.
And we had a phone call last week. It was about transmission service. And I learned something from you today. Every time John and I get together and we talk, I learn something new. I know hers was a CVT and how often should I service my transmission. And I know that we stock NS2 fluid for a Nissan CVT and then NS3. And they go in different years of Nissan CVT transmissions.
Yes.
And I know there's an oil manufacturer out there that makes a one-size-fits-all CVT fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to John, and I said, well, what's the difference between 2 and 3? He goes, you know, they made some major changes right there in years 14 and 15 as far as going to a low-viscosity fluid. And it really reduced the drag in the transmission and all kinds of things.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not just the viscosity of the fluid. They reduce the amount of fluid that goes in that transmission to raise the efficiency and reduce friction of that so they lowered the volume. But they also increase the lubricity of it. So there's a lot of different changes in that fluid. They are not the same animal. And there's nothing – a CVT does nothing but generate tons of heat, all right? So you really have to be careful with those.
Good fluid. You
cannot put the wrong fluid in those and expect them to live at all.
So you're out there thinking, well, you know, do I service my transmission? And everyone's kind of heard the old wives' tales that if you service a transmission with high mileage and it's never been serviced before, it's going to cause issues. And so, you know, the way I kind of back that up is if you got a transmission that doesn't have a problem and you don't service it, eventually it will have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. If you got a transmission that's already got a problem and you service it, you're just going to kick it over the edge.
Yeah,
it's already going bad. It's already got a problem. You know, we're trying to service it. It's like taking vitamins when you're, you know, up in your age. You're like, oh, all of a sudden this is going to help me. You know, it may help you feel a little better, but you're still kind of on the downhill slide, you know, if you will. So that's the thing that comes up. Do I service it? Will it cause my transmission to go out? You know, I haven't serviced it before, so I get a lot of that. And then the other thing that's really, really confusing, and we've talked about it before on the show, John, is I buy myself a Toyota truck, and I look in the owner's manual, and it says, check the transmission fluid at 100,000 miles, but don't change it.
Right.
And then there's a little
asterisk
down below, a little italicized. It says for certain climates or for severe duty, change the transmission fluid at 60,000 miles.
Right.
So have you seen us redo a transmission, a Toyota, with less than 100,000 miles on it?
No.
Yeah. So they can fail before, you know, sometimes before their scheduled service. Because 100,000 miles, you're still saying don't service it.
Oh, yeah. But we've had them shift funny and do weird things.
Yeah, that's...
Long before that. We wind up with that oddball shutter and stuff out of them.
Right.
And swapping the fluid in them cleans them right up.
And I think the thing that we're seeing most failures that we see are related to the valves wearing out. Valve bodies. Valve body is a hydraulic brain inside a transmission. And there's a whole bunch of little valves going back and forth, and there's solenoids, which are electric valves. And those things will plug up or wear out because you get dissolved particulates in the fluid, and that just sits there and polishes valves until they're just worn out.
Christian and I were talking about that the other day. One of the changes that we've seen lately in the later model transmissions, more magnets in them.
You find
additional magnets in the transmission
pan. Yeah, right.
It started with the CVTs started doing it, but everybody else has started doing it too. The CVTs always shed little pieces of metal into the transit. It's a real fine stuff. Well, you try to collect that stuff in these magnets and keep it out of the moving pieces as much as possible. You won't filter it. There's no way to filter it. It's too small. But it's highly abrasive when it gets in the valve bodies. And that's where we wind up with these issues where we have these weird shift complaints. And eventually, unchecked, when those valve bodies aren't working right, they can actually tie up some of the automatic transmissions. You can get them to bind into two gears at one time. Well, when you do that, you start to tear stuff up that eventually causes a failure of the transmission.
So I think really the fluid is something you can't just bypass. And most people are just saying, well, it's the other one I hear all the time. Oh, I've got this car, Ford Explorer, for instance. That was one of the first ones to get rid of the dipstick.
Oh, yeah.
And so they go into the, maybe it's the Quickie Lube.
Yeah.
And the guy says, oh, yeah, it's a sealed transmission.
Sealed transmission.
They don't need to be serviced.
Yeah.
Well, they're sealed to Harry the homeowner, but they're not sealed to John the transmission guy.
Right.
So they are designed to be serviced, and if you don't service them, you're neglecting it. But because maybe that particular lube place doesn't want to service it because it takes some time to service a transmission.
Just checking the fluid on some of these is a half-hour process. You need to hook a scan tool up, verify the temperature. Otherwise, if you check it at the wrong temperature, you're totally wrong. If it's got a standpipe in the pan and you're not at the right temperature, you have no idea how much fluid's in that transmission.
Oh, and the other thing, too, we were talking before the show on the CVTs, the later model ones from Nissan, you have to check the fluid when the vehicle is stone cold.
Yeah.
Unless you have a specialty dipstick, which costs about $300. Yep. And I bet you if I took a little consensus of all the shops, how many shops have that special dipstick
in? Nobody bought one of those. Everybody looked at it and went, it's a $300 dipstick. I ain't buying one of those.
But if you go into the shop for like a little quickie service, you know, and they're gonna service your transmission, they can't actually, without that dipstick, set the fluid level properly.
They can't set the fluid level. The fluid level set at a maximum of 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, hey, if it's May here, we've been lucky this year. You might be able to pull it off this year. It's been cool. But normally that car just sitting in your lot is over 104 degrees.
Easily.
You got no way of checking the fluid level.
For sure.
And being right about it.
Well, one of the strange things that happens, and this is weird, is that it's not weird to us, but I think it's weird to the consumer when we call them up and we check their car out. They're like, oh my gosh, how much is it going to cost for a new transmission? It's going to be really expensive. We check their car out. They drop it off, and John comes up, and I say, hey, what's wrong with it? And he's like, well, battery's bad. So batteries are causing a lot of issues in vehicles, and one of the things that really causes issues with is that the transmission.
Yeah.
Because it's electrically controlled. It's not like the old days. There's, look at some of these Toyota transmissions. There's 13, 14 solenoids in these things.
Oh, yeah.
There's a computer that runs it. There's pressure switches. There's all these things going on. If I got a bad power source, being a battery, it's really going to affect things. So battery's weak. The alternator's overcharging. Nothing's good.
Yeah.
The alternator ends up burning out because the battery was bad. Put a good battery in your car. The first thing we do at Tri-City Transmission, when a vehicle comes in the shop, we're going to diagnose it. We're going to put our test tool on the battery and test the battery. And if the battery's not good, we're going to call them up and say, hey, it's time for a new Interstate battery. Because I tell you what, folks, batteries don't last forever, especially in this climate. So if you're out there and you've had a battery for 24 months, 28 months, you're starting to live on borrowed time. If you're worried about it, get into a bumper-to-bumper radio shop and pick yourself up an Interstate battery.